Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying Psalm chapter 80. And in verse 17, it says this, "But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself." This verse is both a plea and a prophecy. The psalmist cries out for God to place his hand of power and favor on a specific man, the man of your right hand. And in its immediate context, this likely referred to the king, the anointed representative of God's people. But in the full sweep of Scripture, we see something greater. This verse finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, seated at the right hand of the Father, made strong for God's redemptive purpose. Jesus is the true Israel, the faithful vine, the king who succeeds where all others failed. And what the psalmist longed for, we now see in Christ. He is our restoration. He is the reason we can cry out, "Restore us, O God," and expect an answer. And because God has put his hand on that man, we can know that our salvation is secure. Here's some ways that you can pray this very psalm. Lord, thank you for placing your power on Jesus, our perfect King. Help me to trust in Christ, not myself, for revival and restoration. And finally, strengthen your church through your Son that we may bear lasting fruit. Here are two people that you can pray for throughout the day today. Uber Aliaga, our associational missions promoter, and the Matumbi LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And remember, God's restoring power is found in Christ, the true Son at his right hand, through whom revival and salvation come.